We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and liftoff.
Episode of Broken Rocket Radio. My name is Tyler, and with me is my lovely wife, Amber.
Hey, everybody.
Now, being it is our first episode, I'd like to introduce myself to those who don't know me. My name is Tyler, I'm a Virgo, and I don't believe in astronomy. In fact, I don't believe in any of that crap. I'm a skeptic through and through. Now, I did start comedy very young. I was 18 when I first did stand-up. I never progressed past the stage of being paid with calzones. But I'm loving life.
And I'm Amber, and I've never really considered myself a normal person. I do like anything weird and obscure, like Tyler. I'm a laid-back gamer, pretty chill most of the time. That's about it.
All right. Now, when we were starting this, a lot of people asked, what is this podcast going to be about?
What is this podcast going to be about?
That's exactly how they sound. But to answer the question is, it's about everything. We're going to talk about anything that interests us, which we think that you might find interesting.
Except
the Kardashians.
No Kardashians.
That's right. Those talentless hacks will not be mentioned past this point. Now, we're going to talk about everything, really. We'll talk about pop culture is probably the biggest thing, and covering news that we find interesting. It may not be the stuff that you see on CNN day to day, but it'll be fun and funny. That's what we're here to do, is try to make people laugh. We are a comedy show. Now, I am going to sprinkle in a little bit of science and history, and I'm sure Amber will sprinkle in a lot of video games and
movies, music, just whatever.
Just pretty much whatever's affecting us week to week, we're going to talk about here. Now, I was working the other day, and I have a lot of time to think, which probably drives Amber insane. And I was thinking, what the hell do birds do all day?
From what I've seen, they sit on the power lines. They probably, you know, people watch just as I do.
Well, I know birds don't eat a lot, and you always hear the term, like, eat like a bird, and I think they usually just get that out. And it takes them 5 minutes, and then what do they do with the rest of the day?
I'm thinking they go out, they get the worm, they maybe have a bath, they clean themselves, they drink, they gather together and make fun of us just as we make fun of each other.
I mean, they're birds. They can't be that smart to ridicule people. Just hang out and exist. And I didn't know this before, but birds have a fairly long lifespan, like 15 to 20 years normal type birds.
That's I did not know that.
That's a pretty long life for a creature that doesn't really do shit.
Huh.
But anyway, as you can tell, we are not going to be exactly politically correct or watch what we say. We're gonna be real.
We're gonna say fuck.
Oh, I wasn't going to say fuck. Oh, I just said fuck. Fuck!
Fuck, dude.
Well, anyway, we're just going to talk about what happened through the week. The big event in my life, and this is sad, is the truck stop that I usually patron changed their bags from these black bags that they used to have to the normal white thank you bags.
So it doesn't look like you're buying corn every time.
Yeah, I don't have to walk with my head hanging low when I'm just carrying two bottles of water thinking that people are thinking I'm about to go back to the truck to do something naughty. Speaking of truck stops, I do spend a lot of time, if you don't know, I am a trucker, and I have to use the bathroom in truck stops.
What do you see?
I see lots of things, but what we want to talk about is the graffiti that you see on the walls in there.
This isn't your high school bathroom graffiti either. That's pretty PG compared to this.
I don't understand. Do men actually meet other men through truck stop graffiti? There's always people looking for 8-inch something or others and happy bottoms, put it on CB channels 34 for fun.
Why not? You know, it's 2017. May as well.
Hey, I'm not knocking it. It's not my cup of tea, but if love happens, if you want to call it love in a truck stop bathroom, who am I to judge? And how was your week, Amber?
It was really good. Didn't do a whole lot, but what I did mattered. Went to the store and got ambushed by a deaf person wanting to sell me something.
What were they wanting to sell you?
They handed me a pamphlet, and wanted me to buy a deaf sort of learning kit. Learning sign language. And I mouthed no thank you and got in the car and brought me and Macy home. Macy being our daughter.
Where were you at?
Oh, Walmart. Yeah, insert random people of Walmart joke here. But I was in there looking for a movie, actually. And, of course, Macy wanted to watch Frozen. But all I found was Frozen Land.
So it was a knockoff?
Yeah.
They made a knockoff Frozen movie?
They did. What do they call those?
They call those mockbusters, like blockbusters, but mockbusters.
What else you got?
You ever heard of Pacific Rim, the giant robot movie?
I have heard of that.
I think I saw an Atlantic Rim. That was a blatant ripoff.
Do they have an Indian and an Arctic Rim?
They might have. If they only had the budget. But, I mean, the mockbusters, it's a hard word to say. The mockbusters, I mean, it's a special breed. It's just complete knockoff movies. I mean, I know studios kind of race to the finish line with a certain movie that might be similar. Something like when Dante's Peak and Volcano come out at the same time. And
mm-hmm.
That's a different story. We're talking about the just ones that prey on, like, the old people that don't know what Frozen is, and they just buy Frozen Land for their grandchildren.
And then the grandchildren rip them a new one.
Utter discipline.
What about Ant-Man, Ant-Boy? Is that ripoff or not?
Now, me personally, I love cheesy movies, and I will honestly say that I enjoyed Ant-Boy. And if you haven't seen it, it might still be on Netflix, but it's definitely a kids movie. It has nothing to do with Ant-Man, the Marvel cinematic movie. It's for children exclusively, but I am a man child.
He is.
I do love everything superheroes, if you do not know that already.
He does.
And I checked out Ant-Boy, and it was a kid's movie, but I liked it.
We've been together 4 years, and I swear we've gone to every single superhero movie in those 4 years. Which I'm not complaining, because I like them too.
Okay, I was about to say, we're going to have some troubles here.
But he is avid superhero fan.
I speak now wearing a Superman t-shirt. Mind you, I have Batman and Superman tattooed on my arm, too. But, that's me. Anything else happening in your week?
Nah, not really.
Well, I guess we'll go ahead and move on to celebrating Elvis's birthday. It was on the 8th, I believe. He would have been 82 if he was still with us.
Happy birthday, sir.
Oh, Elvis Presley, we're going to do a little celebration. I don't count on us doing this a lot. We're not a music show, but we're going to go ahead and pause now and play every song that Mr. Presley wrote himself. Here it goes. And that's about it.
He didn't write too much, huh?
He didn't write a single song. He actually strong-armed a lot of people to get writer's credits.
Mm-hmm.
But he had a good business manager, and these people come to him with songs saying that they would like him to sing it. And to get him to sing it, he wanted writer's credit. And if you just wrote a song and you want some money for that song, I'll take 50% of an Elvis hit versus 100% of nothing. And that's pretty much how he got writer's credits, even though he never put pen to page.
Interesting.
And now I'll go ahead and introduce what we're going to do pretty much every episode and talk about our fake sponsor of the week.
What is it this week?
Well, actually this week is brought to you by Vagina Steamings by Gwyneth Paltrow. That's right. Gwyneth Paltrow wants you to straddle a pot of boiling water mixed with some other crap and put it right up your hoo-hoo and clean that sucker out. She does advise this against top gynecologists, but who are they? Where's their Oscar?
He doesn't really do that, does he?
Oh, she does it. Google it.
Nothing.
All right. And you ready for the news?
I'm ready for the news. You ready for the news?
I'm ready for the news. Let's the news.
So our first news story we have actually is video game related. Have you ever heard of something called AGDQ?
No.
Well, AGDQ stands for Awesome Games Done Quick, and it is actually a speedrunning marathon. It's from Sunday to Saturday.
Which Sunday?
Sunday, 2 days ago, Sunday.
Okay.
So it's actually in progress right now. You can watch it on Twitch, or they upload to YouTube.
And it's just called AGDQ?
Awesome Games Done Quick.
Alright.
And actually, July, they have a Summer Games Done Quick, which is practically the same thing. They play different games, but, you know, same gist.
So it's just like a biannual thing?
Biannual, yeah.
Alright, that's cool.
And I found out about it last year, and it kind of gives you something to look forward to if you like that kind of thing.
I know you're into watching games.
I am, particularly Mario games, since that's practically everybody's first video game. Everybody knows that.
Of course.
Next news story, let's just keep it with the game theme. This is actually a Kickstarter for a board game. That sounds really, really boring, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, this particular Kickstarter raised $10 million for this board game.
$10 million
for a
board game.
Yes. It is called Kingdom Death Monster 1.5. It is a cooperative board game.
And the title just rolls off the tongue.
Exactly. Cooperative post-apocalyptic survival board game.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. The Kickstarter started, or was launched, or whatever, Black Friday. So, 2 months.
2 months, and they made that much money.
Well, if you think that's impressive, the first $1 million was made in 19 minutes.
19 minutes, and they made $1 million.
That's great.
If you guys want to donate money to the podcast, we would appreciate it.
$1 million in 19 minutes. That is absolutely absurd. But my favorite part of this whole story is not the game. It's not the theme of the game. It's not the fact that it's so successful. It's actually the designer's name.
What was his name?
Adam Poots.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are immature.
And Adam Poots, he is fucking pumped. That was his actual quote from the story.
I'm pretty sure if I made that much money on a board game, I would be fucking pumped too.
Fucking pumped.
Now we can afford to change his last name.
Why would you do that?
Maybe you change it to Shits?
Shits and Giggles. Anyway, let's move on.
What else you got for us?
Well, we got a stupid mom.
Okay, you talking about yourself?
I am not. Although the kid that she has is 3 years old, just like ours. But this particular stupid mom.
Are you sure you weren't talking about yourself?
Shut up. Stupid mom sends her 3-year old for a play date. You know? We'll do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Send her to a play date.
Sure.
What do you dress your child in for a play date?
Depending on the weather, probably shorts and flip-flops and whatever's casual. If it's colder, some jeans, jacket.
How about some $400 boots?
Yeah. No.
Not for a 3-year-old. Definitely not.
I think every boot that we own totaled together would not equal $400.
This is very true. Well, this lady sent her kid over to a friend's house, $400 boots. The kid returns home with a scuff mark on the toe.
Oh, no.
Well, yeah. And the lady wants the other mother to buy replacement boots because of this scuff.
Oh, so the mom that put the kid in $400 boots sent her kid to play and got a scuff on the boots and wants the other mother to pay?
She does. But you don't understand. The kid is a model.
A model?
A model. And she always has expensive clothes on.
Is that like a requirement?
In her
Where do these people live?
These people live in England somewhere. Because the actual amount.
So they're quite posh.
£325, which is roughly $400 American.
I say. There's a scuff mark on my child's boots.
Needless to say, this other mother is not paying. And
nor should she.
I don't blame her at all.
That's crazy. People.
So, remember the other day when we were watching that video, it was BuzzFeed's Worth It.
Oh, yeah, we watch all those. If you guys aren't familiar with it, it's people try cheap stuff all the way up to the expensive stuff. Usually it's food, tattoos, pretty much anything you think of.
Well, I didn't know the tattoos was actually a thing until the link popped up after this particular video. But the one that I'm talking about is cake.
All right.
And I am a lover of cake.
I know this.
I don't think I would pay quite as much as they did for their cake. The cheapest one, maybe, $27. The middle one, what was it, 48?
48 bucks, yeah.
The most expensive cake, $1,120.
Yeah, the only way that you'll ever see me paying for that cake for that much, there's got to be a hooker in there.
There was no hooker.
That's disappointing.
there's strawberry funfetti, it looked like. Not at all worth the money they paid, but they had to have a consultation. They drank champagne. Took 4 weeks for the cake to be ready. It was a whole ordeal. The cake looked very pretty.
Well, I'm pretty sure my bank account would look prettier if I didn't spend $1,000 on a cake.
Yeah, there's so many things that are so much better.
Yes, I agree. I can think of more than 1,000 ways to spend $1,000 more better. Yeah, that's right. Better than on a cake.
Yeah, some people buy a whole car for $1,000, and that is...
High schoolers.
It's not the best car, but...
It's better than cake.
It's better than cake.
At least you're not pooping out the car.
Hope not.
All right, what's next?
This is fun. Next we have something I think is absolutely ridiculous, but let me ask you. Should... the general population, I guess I'll say, pay for somebody's stupidity?
No.
Like, actually pay money.
Well, if we had to pay money for stupidity, we would all be broke.
Very, very true. Well, this story that I'm talking about, the headline says, "Daredevil blasted for stupidity after breaking feet in stunt and asking for donations." He actually set up a GoFundMe and made, made a YouTube video asking for donations because he jumped off a roof and broke his feet.
So he jumped off the roof for the video?
For the video, yeah. He does this for his videos. He jumps from very high places into water. This time, he didn't hit water.
He did not hit the water, and now his feet are broken. And now we have to pay?
That's what he wants.
No. Nah. If you're going to go do something stupid like that, you know the risk before you make the leap. You should have insurance.
So you're saying that he alone should pay the $112,000 for his medical care?
He's the only one that jumped.
But now he has to work for the rest of his life.
A boo-hoo.
Nah, some people call you heartless. I call you genius.
I like that.
Oh, the last one. The last one. This one's something. Controversial, but something.
Let's hear it.
Apparently, there's a McDonald's in a Vatican building.
The McDonald's has breached the Vatican.
Yep, they on the streets known as McVatican.
McVatican. That sounds like a horrible band name.
It does. Well, the McVatican, McVatican costs $30,000 a month in rent.
I wonder if the Big Macs are more expensive there. I wonder if you can get your McFlurry blessed.
I want to see the freaking Pope.
The freaking Pope. Well, speaking of the Catholic Church, I heard a funny story. And it's actually still in Italy. I don't believe it's very close to the Vatican. But there was a priest in Italy that allegedly... was organizing orgies in his rectory and pimping out up to 15 of his lovers.
Whoa.
So police are actually investigating this parish priest in a northern Italian city of suspicion of living off immoral earnings. He's also accused of pimping out several of his loves on wife-swapping websites. And according to independent authorities, they seized a variety of sex toys and videos at the church. And he had concealed pornographic materials in covers labeled with the names of the popes. So that's the freaking pope I want to see.
Well, that's not very... rather heathen. Heathenous?
Sure, let's go ahead and use that word.
Heathenous behavior.
Well, just goes to show you. It's not the religion that makes the morals.
Definitely not.
And is that the news?
I believe that's it.
That is the news. Well, I guess that brings us to pop culture.
Pop culture.
All right, Amber, take it away.
Well, looks like Janet Jackson gave birth to a little boy.
Ooh, isn't she a little old?
50.
Ooh.
But, supposedly, she had a secret child when she was 18.
Secret child.
But, you know, the big news this week is the Golden Globes.
Golden Globes.
With the outrageous wins by the La La Land.
Yeah, I haven't even heard anything about it until it became Golden Globe nominated.
Well, we got Best Motion Picture, Musical Comedy, Best Actress, Best Director, Best Screenplay, Best Actor, Best Original Score.
That's the big ones there.
Wow.
Yeah, they sort of covered all bases there. I think I heard that they won a record 7 Golden Globes.
Yeah.
We're going to have to check this movie out.
Yeah, I think so. You're not one for musicals.
Is it a musical?
Musical comedy. There are songs.
Maybe it's funny.
Maybe.
It's a musical or a comedy.
I think that's
the whole category.
I know they do sing.
Ooh. Not a fan of comedies. I'll give it a go. Thanks to the Globes.
Well, we'll also have to check out The Crown. We had it on our list.
Oh, on the Netflix list about the Queen Elizabeth?
Yeah, we'll have to check that out. It won for Best Drama TV Series.
It is free, so...
Yeah, we'll have to check that out. But big disappointment for HBO.
Oh, no.
14 nominations. 0 wins.
It's not TV. It's HBO. This way.
Oh, man. Poor HBO.
They usually clean up on the award ceremonies. Everybody loves HBO.
Not this time.
Not this time. Do you think it's going to be a recurring event, or are they going to step up their game?
I don't know. They need to step up their game if they want to compete.
All right. You heard it, HBO. Bring it, don't sing it.
That's right. I have spoken.
She has spoken.
You know, back to La La Land, it almost didn't get made.
Really?
Yeah, they couldn't get the financing until Whiplash. You remember Whiplash?
No.
Well, it won 3 Academy Awards.
Still not ringing any
bells. No. Well, the writer, Damien Chazelle, he actually wrote Whiplash, and then until it received those 3 Academy Awards, La La Land was not going to be financed.
Well.
So, good decision for whoever financed. I don't think they regret it.
Probably not. You know, the Golden Globes kind of sets the precedent for the rest of the awards. So expect big things come Oscar season for La La Land.
All right, and that is just about it for pop culture.
Ooh, here comes your favorite part. Weird news.
I do like the weird news.
Let's do it.
All right, so weird news. The first one. Japanese restrooms offer special toilet paper for wiping phones.
Are you using the paper in the bathroom?
It's in the bathroom, but it's special paper. This paper is advertising for the Wi-Fi.
Well, do they wipe their asses with it too? Or?
No.
It's just paper for phones?
There's a separate paper dispenser for your butt paper and your phone paper.
So in Japan, do cell phones take shits? Is this what you're telling me? They're that far advanced that their cell phones already are shitting?
No. It's just something they wanted to do.
All right. So it just promotes the Wi-Fi.
It promotes the Wi-Fi.
And they call it shit paper.
There's a notice on the dispenser. It says, "Keep your smartphone clean. Wipe with this paper."
Wow.
And then the Wi-Fi symbol and the company's name.
Well, all right. More power to them. You know, I can just pick up a paper towel or just clean off my shirt. That's what I do, but I'm a filthy American.
Well, they probably spend quite a bit of money on
cellular devices.
Yeah, you gotta keep that guy clean.
All right.
I guess we can move on to the next one anyway. This one, Texas man gets drug charge cleared after suspected meth turns out to be, you want to guess?
Antifreeze, I don't know.
Kitty litter. Kitty litter that actually tested positive for meth.
So he had kitty litter in his pockets?
No, it was in a sock.
Yeah, kitty litter in a sock. That's where I keep all the kitty litter.
And it was for melting the ice off of his car.
Oh, okay. That's actually
all right. Practical, yeah. You know.
But why a sock? Why does this man keep it? Does he not have bags?
I guess not. He just thought a sock would be better.
All right.
This man, let's see his name. Ross LeBeau.
What state is this? Is this Louisiana?
Texas,
that's close enough.
So Mr. LeBeau actually lost his job.
He lost his job because he got busted for meth and it had
happened to be kitty litter, yeah.
Kitty litter.
He lost his job. And he's not mad. He ain't even mad.
That's a Texas fella right there.
His quote says, "They thought they had the biggest bust in Harris County." This was the bust of the year for them.
Yeah, it's the fresh scoop.
Is this a small county? This is the bust of the year?
The bust of the year is the...
A sock full of kitty litter.
That's a ride in the paddy wagon there.
Cops, man.
You got any other weird news stories for us?
The last one we got today is an upstate New York man who has bought out 1,000 newspapers to hide his DWI arrest.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he's an important fella in the community and did not want news to get out that he was arrested for DWI.
Keep it hush hush.
Yeah. One little thing he forgot, though.
What's that?
the internet.
Ooh.
The internet will bust you out in a heartbeat.
So he spent all his money buying these newspapers.
Yeah, the newspapers cost $1.25 a piece.
All right, so I suck at math. He spent over $1,000.
$1,250.
I could do that math if I thought about it, but I did not. But he spent $1,250
in newspaper.
In newspaper.
To cover up his arrest, which he already spent $750 just on his bail.
All right, so he's in it too deep now.
Too deep, yeah.
And
it still got out, because obviously I'm reading it.
Obviously. We are connected to the World Wide Web. You can't do anything in secret nowadays.
Thank you, Internet. That's all I got.
All right, so make sure you do not buy all the newspapers when the Internet exists.
Why are newspapers even around still with the Internet?
Well, there's a couple of old people that aren't online. But
they got a pencil in their crossword instead of typing it out, huh?
That's right. Well, I guess we'll go ahead and move on to science.
Science.
All right, Tyler, hit us with the science.
The science. I know it's everybody's favorite subject, so I will make it brief for you fine folks. Just a couple of stories that I found pretty interesting is the first one being that they found some mysterious signals coming from space, and they're actually radio signals coming from a neutron star, which is a new star that was being formed after a supernova, which is an exploding star. And it's kind of the guts rebuilding itself and making a brand new star, and we have never observed this before.
That's pretty cool.
You calling dibs on the new star?
Dibs.
She's got dibs. Gotta go 3 billion light years away to get there, but it's all yours. That is pretty cool that we're observing the birth of a new star from a galaxy far, far away. But the other one is a little closer to home, is that we actually classified a new organ inside of our body.
Mm.
It's the mesentery, and it connects the intestine to the abdomen, and it's been classified as a single organ now. It used to be broken up kind of like North Dakota, South Dakota, but now it is all one. Pretty important job it does, too. It keeps your intestines from flopping out of you when you stand up or walk around. So, finally getting some props for the mesentery.
Pretty soon it'll be in a textbook near you.
That's right. Alright, I guess that just leaves history.
Bloody good history.
Well, what I was wanting to do with this history segment is kind of just go over some interesting stories that we found from our past that happened in this week, just from way back when.
Well, what happened?
Some shit happened here.
What happened?
Well, way back in 1493, good old Christopher Columbus, that Euro trash, he discovered a manatee for the first time. First time anybody from Europe ever seen a creature quite like that.
I'm sure some men were married to manatees, they just didn't know it.
Ouch. I'm just wondering why they didn't try to eat it. I mean, it's a sea cow. Cows are delicious.
I guess they just weren't thinking of the nom noms.
I know if I've traveled on a rickety boat all the way across country, not country, but ocean, I'd want to eat this manatee. Maybe they did, it's just been stripped from the records.
Maybe, who knows?
Well, also, not so funny of a story. Back in 1903, old Thomas Edison, he was having a feud with Nikola Tesla. They call it the current wars. AC versus DC.
Current, haha, I get it.
It was the AC, the alternating current versus direct current. Now, why Edison was so against alternating current was because he held all the patents for direct current devices. So this madman travels the country electrocuting animals and using alternating current, trying to show how dangerous it was. You know, like a crazy person.
He would have not approved.
No, no. It all came to head in 1903, where the famous elephant Topsy was electrocuted by the Edison Film Brigade, or whatever they called themselves back then, and they captured this electrocution of an elephant on the grandfather of film there.
I love the elephant's name, Topsy.
Topsy. That was quite sad. But, I mean, who electrocutes an elephant?
I don't know.
Really? Oh, it was very, very good.
Mm.
He was not a good man.
No. Fuck him.
I know, right? In lighter news, going back to Mr. Presley himself, back in 1956, Don't Be Cruel, Hound Dog was number one. And a funny story that happened with that song is, well, at least the Hound Dog, I'm not sure about the other part. But anyway, there was a duo of writers, both of African-American descent, and it was the 50s. And they got a royalty check for Hound Dog, and they both looked at each other and said, what the hell? They've never seen this amount of money because, like I said, they were African-American, and it was the 50s. And anyway, they got the hell out of Dodge. They went over to Europe and thought that the check was a mistake, and they said, well, we're going to spend it before they can take it back.
Wouldn't you?
And when they got back, they realized that Mr. Elvis Presley made them a lot more money. And the last thing we're going to talk about is this week back in 1998, old Monica Lewinsky signs a affidavit saying that she did not have any sexual relations with the president.
Oh, lies. Such lies.
Oh, but in this week, in a year later, in 1999, old Bill Clinton has to face the impeachment trial for that lie.
Dun, dun, dun.
Trouble, trouble, Mr. President. All right, so this was the very first episode of Broken Rocket Radio. I hope you guys enjoyed it.
Thank you for tuning in.
I know we had a pretty good time. And if you have any comments, suggestions, or anything, you can always email us at brokenrocketradio@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. And if you enjoy the show, like us, subscribe to us so you'll get it next week. And I guess we'll
catch you next week.
All right.